Hello, my audio boomerians. It's Slandy again. It's only a few seconds, really, after I left my February challenge number 5. Driving's absolutely treacherous this evening, so I've decided to do another audio boo entry because I'm going at a snail's pace anyway. It's incredible how slippery it is. My traction aid light on my IQ keeps lighting up like a Christmas tree. It's incredible. So in my February number 5 challenge, I was mentioning how I was, probably surprised many of you, I was a high school dropout, but only for a few months. As I mentioned, I dropped out of high school, being very frustrated, and I was bullied in high school. I forgot to mention that. I was a victim of bullying in high school, so that added onto everything else. I had some of the worst teachers in that high school ever. Teachers that would come in drunk, teachers that would flirt with the girls in the school. You know, it was just terrible, terrible, terrible school. And I'm glad to say that the school is closed down, and probably many of those teachers now are probably not even no longer with us. So it was a terrible experience overall. And just very quickly, before I tell you about how I got back into high school, I have to tell you that I was originally zoned for that high school, but I could have, or my parents, should I say, could have signed some papers, a relatively simple procedure to get me to go to another high school that was located in an adjacent town off the island of Laval, which would have made the world of difference. In fact, I think today I probably would have been the engineer I've always wanted to be. Maybe even an astronaut, or who knows what, a captain of industry, or an entrepreneur, or something. Instead of having floundered through all of high school, not having a real goal or direction. And thankfully, because of computers saved my butt, literally. I was so engrossed by the technology, it so got under my skin. I fell so much in love with computers that it drove the rest of my life in terms of my interests and my career possibilities. Even though I never went into computer science as an actual degree, I have a degree in geography, but what it did was give me a chance, an opportunity to have a very analytical mind and to understand computers and to be able to help my friends, help my family, and indeed help myself in my career. Now, so it was, I suppose, I'm trying to remember, I think it was August or the autumn of 1981 when I decided I had had enough. Or would have been 81 or 80. Maybe it was 80. The fall of 1980, when I decided I had had enough of high school, I had had enough of the bullying and the bad teachers and the non-direction, and I decided to drop out. And I told my mother, that's it, I'm dropping out of high school and I'm going to get a job. And she said, fine, she said, I'm dropping out of high school. And she said, yeah, you better get a job, and a good paying job, and a job with potential future prospects, and because as a high school dropout, I wasn't going to have a future. All right, so I started looking for work, and I can tell you that after the Christmas holidays, when January rolled around, I hightailed it back to high school, and I spoke to a gentleman who was our school counselor, and said to him, look, I want to come back. I dropped out. It was a stupid thing to do. Probably the stupidest thing. Not at the time, I didn't think it was stupid. At the time, I just didn't want to go back. I didn't want to go to work. Work didn't appeal to me, the idea of going to work. And not having anything, not having any necessary, any future. So I went back, and he said, fine, okay, but, you know, what courses do you need to graduate? And we talked about it, and we went through the roster. And he said, okay, you're going to need an English class, you're going to need math, you're going to need this and that. Well, then he said, okay, here's your timetable, let's work it out. And he says, okay, I can put you in this class, this English class with this teacher, and I'll put you in this math class with this teacher. And when I saw the name of the teacher for math, I said, no, I can't do that. I'm going to fail again. I can't be with that teacher. Okay, what about this teacher? Oh, no, I can't go with that teacher either. For finally, we found one that I had never had before. And I said, okay, I'll try him. You know, at least it's a new face. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. And we won't have a history. He says, oh, great. And then he started looking at the timetable and where to fit me for the English class, because that was going to change that. He says, oh, boy. I said, what's wrong? He says, there's only one English class left. Okay, what's the problem? He said, it's women in literature. All right, what's wrong with that? He says, nothing. You're the only guy. Huh. Okay. That's going to be interesting. And I said, the first thing was, well, who's the teacher? And he named me the teacher. And I absolutely adored this teacher. So he says, so you're okay with this? He says, you're going to be teased. I said, I don't care. You know, go for it. I mean, I was bullied all my life anyway. And all my high school years I was bullied. So what's it going to change? And so, just very quickly, first day for me in that class, not in the English class, I walk in, and the teacher looks at me, and she goes, oh, do you have a paper to bring me, or are you here to see somebody? I said, no, I'm here for class. And she was dumbstruck. She goes, really? I said, yeah, and I explained the whole thing. She was a little bit disappointed that I was only in her class because I didn't want the other math teacher. But then I looked at her. I said, you know what? I'm really curious about this class. She goes, okay, this is going to be really interesting. And so she introduced me to class. And, you know, all the girls were looking at me. And I knew some of the girls. But remember, I had skipped sort of several months. And so some of the girls were that I knew from my own grade. But some of them were from the previous grade. And so there were some new faces, and it was okay. It was all right. It was, you know, some of them were kind of shy a little bit. I think they were not intimidated, but, you know, not wondering what the heck am I going to try to hit on every single one of them or something in class. You know, I maybe that was what was going through their minds. You know, these are high school kids, right? Who knows what was going through our minds at that point? But as the class progressed, it was great because they got sort of the male perspective, but not really, because as many of you already know, I'm not the typical macho guy. I really am not. I'm a staunch feminist. I've always been since I can remember. And I'm not, I can't stand male chauvinism in any form. So to me, I was a very liberal man, a very, very sensitive man. And I was, you know, even as a young man, I was like this. So they got, yes, they got a bit of the male perspective, but they got more of the male perspective from what I knew from my male friends and male counterparts, more than from me personally. But it was still good. So that I had to share that story with you of how, when I went back to high school after my short stint of dropping out, that I ended up being in a class that actually reinforced how I felt about feminism and about women's equality and you know, just falling in love with the whole woman mystique. And anyway, that's it. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.